Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. You never write. You never send flowers. The least you can do is call. Do it now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. If you're listening live, today is May 25th, 2017, and if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 460. Now, normally we do all the talking, except for our open phone segments and all day Thursday, because it's your turn to do the talking on a Thursday show. And how do you do that? You call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good. So we're going to talk about our hot topic today, which is on the first page of the stuff we sent you over.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it's about being a top-rated seller and how it helps boost your position in Best Match.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, it helps instill the trust your buyers need to choose you for their purchase.
Choose me.
Exactly. So that's why we're always going on all the time about top-rated seller.
That's right.
And how important it is. So what happens on June 20th?
Well, as part of the spring seller update on for 2017, the tracking requirement to qualify for top-rated seller status will increase from 90% to 95%. Now, the good news is that the vast majority, the lion's share, the overwhelming portion of sellers, top-rated sellers, already meet that metric. Top-rated sellers will be required to upload valid shipping tracking within your promised handling time for at least 95% of your transactions with U.S. buyers in the last 3 months. So have you checked your current status in your Seller Hub dashboard? It's easy.
What do you do?
Well, if you go to eBay, a lot of people don't know this. I'm always surprised. If you go to My eBay and then Selling, My eBay is a link at the top, and you hover on Selling. If you should be in Seller Hub. If you're not, then you need to opt in. And if you haven't opted in yet,
silly person.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't have. And on the Seller Hub itself, there is a summary page. You can see lots of different blocks there, by the way. There's blocks for the task you have to do, so orders, listings. There's a traffic area. You can track traffic, some sales data and growth and lots of things there. And then one of them should be your dashboard for seller dashboard, which is for following your performance metrics as a top-rated seller. So go to Selling Tools and then look for Seller Dashboard. And the Seller Dashboard will tell you your current seller level. I'm top-rated. And I'm going to be top-rated in the next evaluation. Ooh, look at this. I have a transaction defect rate of 0, but I have a late shipment rate of 1.60%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I actually know those two. I wasn't paying attention. This is my fault, but I'm okay with that. And it'll show you where you stand with tracking uploaded on time. I have 14 out of 15 transactions, so I'm okay there. And lots of great stuff. Your return rate. And because my sales have really slowed dramatically with my lack of attention to my store and creating new listings, all I had to do, I took two items back out of my last group of sales, and that shot me up to the highest I've ever been, which is 8%. So, but I know why.
And you know what to do about it.
Yeah, know what to do with it.
Exactly.
So, you can also get there if you go to My eBay and then look for, the account tab. And if you click that, there's a link to Seller Dashboard there as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We need to be reminded of that from time to time because there are still so many people that haven't opted in.
Well, and you know,
why don't they just make it the way?
Well, I don't know. Should, but we haven't.
Might.
Could. Who knows? Didn't hear it here.
Could happen. I couldn't possibly say.
Who was that comedian used to say that all the time? She's the one who was married to Emo Phillips, and she would say, it could happen.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What was her name
who,
in the 80s?
Who was she? It was very funny, too.
Yeah, she played an accordion. What was her name?
Oh, my.
Judy Tenuta, thank you.
She was so funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
Because she was silly.
Yeah, she was silly.
Downright silly.
You know, so many famous people today got their start as stand-up comedians in that it's mm-hmm. a grueling business. Like Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres. Stand-up comedian. If you see on YouTube early pics or early clips of her from the 80s with her shoulder pads and her funny hairdo, 80s hairdo, she looks so different.
Well, we just went to the Comedy Store here in San Diego recently because Elisa's man, you know, his name is Tom. I don't know if you've met Tom. Anyway,
no.
Tom's daughter's a stand-up comic in L.A.,
Oh, cool.
And so we went to see her, and we're going to go up to L.A. to see her as well. So it's a grueling business, is absolutely right. No matter how talented you are, too, you never know. You know, part of it is luck, Griff. I mean, you have to be gigantically talented, and you have to usually.
Luck and time.
You have to pay your dues, usually.
Yeah. Well, talent helps.
It, of course. Of course it does. Hey, Griff, we got some information about the eBay Open 2017.
Oh, share it with us.
That we would like to go over again. I think we mentioned it the other day, but we know a few more things about it now.
Mm.
So as we know, eBay Open 2017 is going to be in Las Vegas again.
Yes.
This year at the MGM Grand. Rooms are $105 at this wonderful, gigantic, beautiful hotel on the Strip.
Oh, cool.
It begins at noon. On Tuesday, July 25th, and that's when you go and you register. Runs all the way until noon on Friday, July 28th. Registration is open at ebayopen2017.com. And once you're registered, you can also reserve your room at the MGM Grand. So when we talk about registration, I guess on Tuesday at noon, that's when you go pick up your badge and stuff, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right.
And then top eBay executives, Devin Wenick is going to be there, Hal Lawton, Bob Kubins, Wendy Jones. They're all scheduled to speak in a town hall meeting format.
Yes.
Which I think will be, can we stand up and scream and yell, and can we have, you know, signs and stuff like they do at town halls now?
Well, you could, but I don't think it's going to go over very well.
There was... Don't take away my fun.
In this age of uncivility, I don't think it's going to happen.
There will be workshops for new eBayers.
Yes.
Which is a good thing. So if you're fairly new to selling on eBay, you need to be here. This is not just for intermediate and advanced sellers. This is for you as well. Plus, there are going to be advanced tracks for more experienced sellers. And, of course, eBay Radio will be broadcasting live from the event on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We hope to see you in Vegas, baby. If you can't be there in person, we invite you to join us on the airwaves, though, by listening from home. Registration is $249 per person. What a deal this is, because eBay, in addition to all these things you're going to be learning, eBay feeds you so well. And gives you this gigantic party on Thursday night at the Brooklyn Bowl. So for your $249 registration fee, Griff, it includes continental breakfast and lunch on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, as well as welcome and networking receptions on Tuesday and Wednesday. There's all food at those places. There will also be a closing party at the Brooklyn Bowl on Thursday night.
Oh, it's at the same place then?
Same place.
Yeah.
Spaces are limited. So register now at ebayopen2017.com. There you have it.
Very cool.
So we got a little bit, you know, we're getting a little bit more here and there. And of course, as they tell us their plans, we'll bring them right to you immediately as soon as we go on the air. So don't worry about that. You'll be up to date on everything if you listen to eBay Radio.
Yes.
Also, Griff, on page 10 of the stuff we sent you over. Oh, by the way, let's talk about the fact that we do have phones open right now.
We do. We have many phones open. We have an infinite number of phones open.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Or you can click on the Contact Us button. And if you're listening to us on the White Page stream, that's what our listeners are calling it now.
Mm.
That's the Triton stream, but it's the White Page screen. You will notice that it's over to the right. You can click on Contact Us. Sends an email directly to us while we're on the air. If you're listening on the little black player, then if you click on contact us on the tab. And also, a lot of people don't know this. Do you know that you can contact us through your little app on your phone, Griff?
Yes, I did, but tell us how.
Okay, if you tap on that, and if you're listening to us on that, there's a little thing on it that says more right kind of in the middle of the little screen. It says more, M-O-R-E. If you click on that, there are a whole bunch of things you can do with that little app, and one of them is to click on the Contact Us. So you don't even have to be in front of your computer to send us a Contact Us email while we're on the air. You can even be out and about.
Out and about.
Out and about and do it.
I usually am out and about somewhere.
Yes, you are. You are. Well, we did get a couple of emails so far this morning.
Well, let's read those things.
Okay. Ron has a good question, as he always does.
Yes.
You know, Ron is teaching us more than we ever knew before because he's asking us questions that, I don't know, maybe people are afraid to ask, or maybe they just, they look at it, they don't understand it, so they don't think about it. He says, if possible, and if there is time, what does the XXX percentage less than competitors mean? Is my price 100% cheaper, or is it 100% more than your competitors? And he gives an example. Bread Machine Baking for Better Health, Keen Chase, 1994. $9.99, 100% less than competitors. And he wants to know what that means exactly.
I'm not sure, but I'll look it up.
Okay.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. We've got open lines, 888-723-4630, so feel free to fill them up when we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Share your eBay stories with us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number, 888-723-4630. So Ron's question, very interesting. You want to repeat it, Lee?
I will. Does the XXX percentage less than competitors, what does that mean? Is my price 100% cheaper, or is it 100% more than my competitors?
So did he give an item number?
Wow, he didn't. It's Bread Machine Baking for Better Health, Keen Chase.
Okay, Bread Machine Baking.
Baking for Better Health, Keen, K-E-A-N-E, Chase, C-H-A-C-E, 1994.
Okay, that should be the title, right?
Right.
And I get no returns.
Really?
So is this a sold item?
I don't know. Ron, you need to call us, honey. 888-RADIO-30.
Yeah, so we will always need an item number. We will always need that.
Okay. This came through an email, so.
Okay. Always need an item number.
Okay.
But I suspect, here's what I'm thinking, that based on his title, it may actually be Bread Machine Baking for Better. It's a machine. There may have been only one, his, up, in which case he's 100% less expensive and 100% more expensive than all the other items on eBay.
Because
if it's
there
the only
aren't,
one.
Yes.
There aren't any other items on it. That's my suspicion.
Okay. But if you want to give us an item number, we're happy to look at it.
Yeah. So if you send me an email, by the way, and people do, to griff@ebay.com, there's an auto response that you get back, and I think a lot of people ignore it, and you do so at your peril, and I'll tell you why. So I do get a lot of email, and I try to answer it when I can. Now, I can't always be right on top of it, but the email will at the top say, if you're emailing me about a specific listing or a site problem, if you didn't provide these details, and there's a list of them, please resend it with the details. If I don't have those details, your email gets deprioritized until I receive them. And I don't have the time to personally ask you to resend it. That's why I have that autoresponse. The autoresponse also has about 20 pages of helpful indexed information. It's as long as a novel.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, brevity is this. Brevity is the soul of lingerie. It's definitely not my expertise.
Oh, 20 pages to his auto reply.
I can't remember who said that. Was it Dorothy Parker?
I have no... Probably.
Mm.
I don't
Brevity
know.
Is the soul of lingerie. Anyway.
eBay has updated its user agreement.
Again?
Page 10. Go to page 10.
I'm already there.
Oh, man. Good.
I'm
well, let's talk about it. You know, it went into effect May 9th, this month, for new users, and it goes into effect on June 20th for all other users. So what are some of the key changes?
Well, we made it clearer how the company addresses attempts to bypass eBay policy on offers to buy or sell outside eBay, otherwise known as the gray market. It does happen.
Tell us what happens.
Well, somebody has something for sale on eBay, and a potential buyer and seller transact the sale, but they do it off eBay so that there's no
record. So they found
each
other on eBay, but they decide to, instead of doing it as an eBay transaction, they're going to do it on their own.
When they think it's perfectly okay. So I would ask anyone who thinks it's perfectly okay, if you were running a business like a marketplace and your buyers and seller were using your marketplace but then avoiding using it, finishing, or using it and not paying you for the service, a fee that you charge everyone who uses the service, would you be okay with that? Remember, we're not your parents. We're a marketplace. So
exactly.
We're a business, and it is our duty to the business, our shareholders and our customers, to make sure that the business is being run legitimately. So it happens, and we're going to prevent it. And we make no apologies for preventing it because it's our prerogative and it's the business. So that's one thing that's in the user agreement.
What's another thing?
I would advise against it now because we can track you. And if we find you doing it, you're going to be off the platform. So don't. I'm being really
It's
blunt.
Not worth it.
I'm being more blunt than anyone in this company is being right now. eBay may scan and block member-to-member messages sent through the platform to prevent fraud or violations of policies. So very sophisticated and growingly sophisticated, machine learning is a wonderful thing, algorithms to scan member-to-member messages looking for patterns that may indicate fraud or violation of policies. And we we will block those messages. We may block them. That's the correct terminology.
Okay.
eBay may automatically renew your fixed price listings unless your listing sells out or you cancel your listing. And this one has caused some confusion.
I'm confused.
There's some clarification here. If you're using the regular sell form, not the quick listing tool, but the regular sell form, you can select durations currently for fixed price listings. Either, I think it's, I forget what they are right now, 10, 14, 30 days and good until canceled. And we honor those. But the quick listing tool, which new or the occasional seller uses, does not have a duration option. So we may renew those fixed price listings for those sellers if the item hasn't sold out yet. So it's just to cover that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another thing.
If you use the eBay product catalog information in your listing, eBay may update it in your listing when the update is catalog is updated.
So it would automatically go to your listing the new update.
Right. So if there is if it's a new item and you're using a stock photo and we update the photo, that photo will be updated on your listing. If there's additional or corrected information in the structured data, either the product identifiers or some other description. You know, a lot of the electronic items that are in the catalog actually have a description as well. That'll be updated as well.
And it won't hurt your page or anything.
No,
they'll just be updating it.
It's good for your buyers. If it's
They'll have the latest info.
Yeah, you want to stay accurate.
Sure.
And eBay's made some changes to the company structure that are reflected in the eBay entities with which you are contracting when you use eBay. I don't know what that means. Talk to the lawyers. I have no idea. I think it means what it says. I don't see how it impacts anyone.
And I understand there's a special discussion board that's been set up to answer questions on this topic.
Yes.
And it's linked from the eBay announcements board at announcements.ebay.com.
Yes.
Announcements can also be viewed via your Seller Hub overview page. Another reason to opt into your Seller Hub.
Absolutely.
Makes it easier to get around.
I think that one, I know several sellers had emailed me when they got the one, they saw the thing about the fixed price listings. It's, don't worry about it. If you're a regular seller and you're using the regular form and you're choosing a listing duration, those listing durations are still honored. This is for people who are using the quick listing tool.
Hmm.
And that's only available to new or the occasional seller.
Okay. And is the other one available to the new seller?
I believe there's a link on the top of the page that allows the seller to choose the regular, I don't know what we call it now, the regular listing tool. We have an internal name for it, but I don't use that on the air. I don't think you can go back all the time. So if you're new and you're using the quick listing tool and it's working for you, keep it. But if you start selling more than the occasional item, you're listing items regularly and you're starting to grow a business on eBay, you want to use the other tool. It gives you a greater choices, greater flexibility for options. You know, the challenge, let's say for us, as a company is that we want more new sellers on the site, but the non-business person or the occasional seller, doesn't want to have to go through a long process. To that end, the regular listing tool now has been simplified to one page. But there are still choices that a seller has to make that maybe a new seller, or based on our research, most new sellers find a little off-putting and then they stop listing and don't finish it. So the new listing tool was created for the new or inexperienced seller who just wants to get an item up, and they want to get it up correctly, but they're not really interested in a lot of choices or options that might, you know, confuse them and
have to learn, a learning curve.
Right, so they can learn on their own curve.
Okay. Well, here's the guy who didn't learn.
Really?
You've heard all of this, so many controversies going on in our government right now, and oh my gosh, an ex-Marine, Semper Fi, 34 years old, admitted to stealing $100,000 worth of equipment from the Marine One helicopter fleet.
Well, that was a mistake.
That is the helicopter fleet that gets our president around. Okay? And guess what they did with it, Griff?
What?
They were selling it on eBay.
Well, now I thought the first move was stupid, but this is ridiculous.
Really dumb.
Right. Did he want to get caught?
His name is Brandon Baker, 34 years old. He pleaded guilty to stealing the equipment, so I don't have to say allegedly.
Mm.
He pleaded guilty to stealing the equipment on Tuesday when he pleaded. Baker was an active duty Marine Staff Sergeant when criminal acts occurred. He said he stole night vision equipment from Marine One helicopter fleet. Authorities said he stole nearly $100,000 in equipment and sold it on eBay in all. Baker faces up to 10 years in prison for theft of government property. So,
jeez.
Oh my gosh. So make people feel good who bought it. Nobody's going to come after you, right?
I don't know.
If you buy something on eBay and it was stolen?
Oh, I can't say that. Can't guarantee that.
Oh, okay.
Stolen property is still stolen property. I don't know what happens in a case like that. I assume that if they know where it's going, they're going to go find it and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, things like Marine Corps night vision. I mean, they had to get them from somewhere. I suppose some of these surplus stores sell stuff like that, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's dumb to steal it, and it's even dumber to try to get rid of it on eBay.
Yeah, don't do that.
You got caught.
Really. I mean, this segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know the number, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.